This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has revoked visas for some members of the Venezuela's Constituent Assembly, whose job it is to put together a new constitution. It's just one of the announcements made by U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, who's once again calling for President Nicolas Maduro to step aside for interim President Juan Guaido. Abrams says now Maduro should be negotiating his departure, and other countries who consider themselves allies to Venezuela can aid him in that process.
Well, he's got friends in places like Cuba and Russia. And there are some other countries, actually, that have come to us privately and said they'd be willing to take members of the current illegitimate regime if it would help the transition.
Meanwhile, the State Department says that it is procuring and pre-positioning food, medical supplies, and other humanitarian aid to send into Venezuela at the request of the opposition leader and self-declared interim President Juan Guaido. It calls on Venezuelan security forces to allow the aid into the country. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff brushes off criticism from President Trump for hiring former National Security Council staffers to work on a new investigation of Trump's finances and foreign connections.
We have a long tradition of hiring out of the intelligence community, out of the National Security Council. If the president is worried about our hiring any former administration people, maybe he should work on being a better employer.
On Thursday, President Trump criticized Schiff and said that he had found zero Russian collusion in the 2016 presidential election, but was now going to be looking at every aspect of Trump's life, both financial and personal, even though there is no reason to be doing so. He described the investigation by Schiff's committee as a continuation of a witch hunt. This is VOA News. In Sudan, protests continued Thursday as hundreds of people took to the streets of Khartoum, demanding the release of detained activists and that longtime President Omar al-Bashir step down. He refuses to do so. Since protests erupted December 19th over high inflation and rising bread and fuel prices, rights groups and news sources, including VOA, have issued reports of arbitrary arrests, detentions, and killings. Sudan has sought to be removed from a list of countries that the United States has designated as state sponsors of terrorism. One U.S. lawmaker said, given the current circumstances, that's not likely to happen right now. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is taking on the National Enquirer, making public an email that purportedly threatens to publish some racy photos of him unless he drops an investigation into the tabloid. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
This all stems from the Enquirer reporting last month that the powerful billionaire at the helm of Amazon and the Washington Post was having an affair with former TV anchor Lauren Sanchez, printing that Jeff Bezos sent sleazy text messages and love notes to Sanchez. So Bezos had a team of investigators look into how the Enquirer obtained his text messages. Now he's posted that an attorney for the National Enquirer offered a deal. They won't post revealing below-the-belt photos of him if Bezos and his investigators make a public statement that they have no basis to say the Enquirer's snooping was politically motivated. Bezos has been the target of President Trump, who's friends with the tabloid CEO. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The United Nations humanitarian chief Thursday called on Yemen's Houthi rebels to give aid workers access to unused grain that could feed nearly 4 million starving people. The grain is stored in silos near the port city of Hodeidah and is at risk of rotting. Virginia Democrats are walking a tightrope as they deal with scandals involving the governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. AP correspondent Mike Rossi.
Virginia Democrats are suddenly hitting the brakes on calls for swift action, with Governor Ralph Northam and Attorney General Mark Herring facing separate blackface scandals, and Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax continuing to deny an allegation of sexual assault. If all three were to topple, conservative Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox would be the next in line for governor. Virginia's two U.S. senators and seven Democratic congressmen released a statement Thursday night calling for an investigation of the Fairfax allegation and urging Herring to continue discussions to regain trust. But after speaking at Virginia Union University in Richmond Thursday, Reverend Al Sharpton asked,
"Do you have to be accountable for things that you do?"
I'm Mike Rossia.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.